nothing you cannot achieve. There is always a Lord of Death. He who takes the place of the Lord of Death is like one who cuts with the blade of a master carpenter. Whoever cuts with the blade of a master carpenter is sure to cut his own hands. Unquote. Living with no fear of death. What happens when we die? Is death the vehicle that returns us to our source of being, or does it signify the end of consciousness and all of life? One thing is absolutely certain. This subject is an absolute mystery to us. Some Tao scholars have referred to death as a place of oneness wherein time, space, and all of the 10,000 things cease to have meaning. Thus, what dies is our human identity. There's still someone underneath the external layers, though, so when you know and understand who that formless someone is, your fear of dying will evaporate. You can live on the active side of infinity by knowing your infinite Tao nature, which probably means that you'll alter the way you think about birth, life, and death. Move from wanting to see permanence in your life to realizing that all things change due to the nature of this being an over-modified world. There's nothing external to hold on to. After all, the moment you think you have it, it becomes something else. This is as true for your earthly packaging as it is for your worldly treasures. Whether you realize it or not, the body you were in when you began listening to this essay is different now, and it will become different again the moment you attempt to make it remain the same. This is the nature of our reality. If you can get comfortable with it, you'll reduce and ultimately eliminate your anxiety regarding mortality. As Lao Tzu promises, if you are not afraid of dying, there is nothing you cannot achieve. Your Tao essence has to be infinite because it came from a world of infinite possibility. You're not a thing that's solid and permanent. In fact, there's nothing like that in the world you incarnated into. You are real, and what's real never changes. Yet your real self isn't in this world, but is the part of you that is the Tao. When you live in harmony with the infinite Tao, death is irrelevant. So know your highest self and understand that there's nothing you can't achieve. The second part of this verse deals with killing or taking another being's life. Lao Tzu is quite specific here, saying, there is always a Lord of Death. At the moment of your coming into the world, everything you needed for this journey was handled by the Lord of Life and Death. Just as your birth was Tao energy, your body type, skin color, eyes, ears, and every other physical aspect of you are expressions of the Tao, this includes your death, which has been choreographed, determined, and allowed to unfold in divine timing. In other words, killing isn't your job, not ever, not of another person or of any other being. Since death is as much a part of the Tao as life, it must be allowed to be in accord with nature, not performed as an ego decision. I learned this lesson years ago while changing court sides in the middle of a tennis match in which I'd been playing at an exceptionally high level. While taking a drink of water, I noticed a bee lying upside down, apparently in the final throes of its short life. I assumed that it was suffering, so I stepped on it to avoid prolonging its agony. As I began to play again, I couldn't get this little bee out of my mind. Did I do the right thing? Who am I to decide this little creature's fate? Who am I to become an executioner, even to such a seemingly insignificant creature as a tiny insect? And everything on the tennis court began to take on a different energy from that moment on. Previously, my shots had been landing on the lines, and presently they were out by inches. The wind seemed to shift and work against me. I was now moving more slowly and making uncharacteristic errors. Ultimately, what looked like a sure victory turned into a complete letdown and an embarrassing defeat because my role as the well-intentioned murderer of a small bee had been occupying my mind so completely. I've since changed the way I see death, and I no longer deliberately kill anything. I've decided that it's not my job to decide another's death ever since my day of awakening with that tiny little bee. Even if that bee only had a few minutes of life remaining, it is the job of the Lord of Death, or the Great Tao, to make that determination, not mine. I just spoke with my dear friend Lauren, who's in the throes of watching her cat, who's been with her for 19 years, get ready to pass on. She asked for my advice about having Sweet Pea euthanized to avoid prolonging her suffering. After I read her this verse and told her my own experience with that tiny bee, Lauren elected to hold Sweet Pea in her lap until death claimed her. A reverence for life as a form of the Tao helps us all to realize that we're not in charge of death decisions. Lao Tzu's legacy is summed up magnificently in the words of T.S. Eliot from his poem, Little Gidding. Quote, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started, and know the place for the first time." Unquote. This is death, nothing to fear, nothing to do. This is what I believe Lao Tzu is saying to you in this profound verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, discontinue fearing your death. It makes as much sense to think about your death in fearful terms as it does to perceive the color of your eyes in such a way. The Tao is in it all, birth, life, and death. Reread the T.S. Eliot quote, as well as the 40th verse of the Tao Te Ching, which I titled Living by Returning and Yielding. By returning in death, you'll know the Tao, for perhaps the first time. Examine the ways you kill. Make a decision that you're no longer going to serve in the capacity of executioner, including even the smallest and seemingly most insignificant creatures, and then act on it. Live this principle by allowing the Lord of life and death to decide when the return trip is to be made. Don't make this a crusade. Just make your own commitment to exist in harmony with the Tao. And by all means, don't impose your beliefs on others, for non-interference is one of the major positions of the Tao Te Ching. Do the Tao now. During meditation, practice dying while still alive. That is, leave your body, discard it, and float above the world. This will help you disconnect yourself from feeling that your physical shell is who you are. The more you are the observer rather than the object of what you see, the easier it will be to remove your fear of dying. Do this just a few minutes each day. Remember that you are not this body. You are a piece of the infinite Tao, never changing and never dying. This excerpt from Neil Donald Walsh's Communion with God elaborates on this thought. Quote, which snowflake is the most magnificent? Is it possible that they are all magnificent, and that, celebrating their magnificence together, they create an awesome display? That they melt into each other and into the oneness, yet they never go away? They never disappear, they never cease to be, simply they change form, and not just once, but several times, from solid to liquid, from liquid to vapor, from the seen to the unseen, to rise again, and then again to return in new displays of breathtaking beauty and wonder. This is life, nourishing life. Unquote. This is you. The metaphor is complete. The metaphor is real. You will make this real in your experience when you simply decide it is true and act that way. See the beauty and the wonder of all whose lives you touch, for you are each wondrous indeed, yet no one more wondrous than another. And you all will one day melt into the oneness, and know then that you form together a single stream. The 75th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, when taxes are too high, people go hungry. When the government